Welcome to another edition of Money Life Weekend from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and with me here in studio is Crown CEO and the host of Money Life, Chuck Bentley. And our guest today is Dave Scobie. Now, Dave is the volunteer director for our live Money Map seminars, and he'll be here in studio to tell us about some of the exciting changes that have been made to our Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar.
Well, and I also want to welcome all of our listeners to today's program, and I know you're going to appreciate what Dave has to share about our new and improved and updated live seminar. I'm very excited about it personally, and I think you will be too. In just a few minutes, we'll be interviewing Dave, but first I wanted to respond to an email about identity theft that I recently received from a listener who listens to WDAC in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Dear Chuck, my husband and I have been following your guidelines for financial freedom for the last 5 years. Thank you for the sound knowledge you provide. Within the last 7 months, we've been victims of fraud twice. Our debit card numbers have been used either online or at companies overseas without our knowledge or permission. Each time we've canceled the cards, put a fraud alert on our credit with the 3 credit reporting companies, and we filed a report with the local police. What else can we do to protect ourselves from having this happen to us again? Well, Julie, I want to help our listeners to understand this. The first step you took was correct. A fraud alert is when you notify the 3 credit reporting agencies, that would be Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, that you're requesting that no new accounts can be opened without you giving confirmation for a new account to be open. Now, that request is effective, and it's free, but it only lasts for 90 days. The next step that I would recommend is that you go through what's called a credit freeze that completely shuts off anyone from opening new credit in your name, even you. So the freeze makes it impossible for anybody to access your credit report. Now, it stays in place until you remove it, and you have to freeze your credit with all 3 of these agencies at a cost of $10 each. So to get the freeze temporarily removed, it'll probably cost you another $10 again. So if you've been a victim of identity theft, you can get a credit freeze at no charge. So you obviously should qualify. These fees will vary state to state, but $10 is the most common charge, and you have to let all 3 of them know. And it's virtually a lockdown on access to opening any new credit without the secret code, and you would be the only one with that code.
Well, we have links for each of the credit reporting agencies at crown.org. Just click on today's program. We'll be back in just a moment with today's guest, Dave Scobie. You're listening to Money Life. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Not sure where your money's going? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't always to make more money. Often it's learning to manage what God has already given you. And Crown Financial Ministries has something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes is one of the most advanced online money management systems ever. It will help you easily create a home budget online in a secure environment and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you how much you have left to spend in any budget category. You'll have access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me today is Dave Scobie. Dave's a retired colonel after a 30-year career in the U.S. Air Force as an instructor pilot. He's also a former educator with Consumer Credit Counseling Service, and today he's one of Crown's key volunteers. He's responsible for training all of our Crown seminar instructors and presents the live Money Map seminar in cities all across the United States. Dave, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, Chuck. Glad to be here.
Dave, I'm so glad to have you. Would you give our listeners just a brief history of the Crown Seminar and why you think it's so important for people to have an experience with a live instructor?
Well, Chuck, as you know, one of our co-founders, Larry Burkett, started live seminars back in 1976, and we've been teaching people in a seminar format ever since. The live seminar has some huge benefits from my perspective for a couple of reasons. One is there's a trained instructor who is available to answer questions on the spot when people have them that are very, very relevant to what they happen to be doing today. And people get to interact and hear stories from other people that are sharing their same experiences. So it is a powerful setting, a powerful medium, because you do have the live experience, and you recognize, people that attend recognize, that I am not in this alone. I'm hearing real time, and I'm getting answers real time to my specific questions.
Dave, speak to me about our seminar instructor core, because you're eminently qualified to do this. You live the principles, you are passionate about God's Word and the foundation for these principles, but you also come from a consumer credit counseling background where you're an expert in helping people live within their means, set up a budget, reduce their debt. How about the other instructors? Are they as qualified, Dave, and what you've seen through the years as we've trained them?
Well, we have a rigorous training program, Chuck, as you know. We do not let anyone present the live seminar unless they are, in fact, very knowledgeable and have the ability to articulate the message, have the foundational scriptures, and that they're actually living it. Not only are they teaching it, they're walking the walk. So I'm very, very confident that our seminar instructors across the country can very adequately present the information.
Well, and that's a value add of being in front of somebody who is a volunteer. They're there to serve you, and they're capable in all aspects of helping you be successful on this journey.
Absolutely correct.
I was just interviewed by Fox News, and it was so interesting to me, Dave, because I actually think they had some knowledge of our live seminar, because they asked so many questions about it, and one of the questions it posed to me that I want to pose to you, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
They said, do people really change, or do they just kind of repeat this program every so many years and just keep recycling? Is there really change? And I think what they were asking was, does it work?
Yeah, it works. Chuck, I could run us out of time in the brief time that we have together today just talking about the feedback from people who have attended the seminar. One of the stories I share often is I had a couple in a seminar on a Saturday afternoon that were $1,000 upside down, if you will. They were spending $1,000 a month more than they were making. That was on Saturday afternoon. Now, they contacted me on Sunday afternoon, 24 hours later, and they were in balance.
Wow.
They were in balance. Now, she admittedly stayed up literally all night long.
Okay, if we could give out your phone number right now, there'd be a lot of people that want that 24-hour fix. But what did they do? Did they just go through the numbers?
They made some tough decisions, yes. They went through the numbers, and they made some difficult decisions. Their problem was spending. They had adequate income, but they were just making some improper decisions on where they were spending it. And once they saw the principles revealed in God's Word, and they understood the principles that He talks about for savings, for making hasty decisions, for diversifying our resources, for planning ahead, once they saw those principles, and then they applied them to their particular situation, they were able, in 24-hour period, to go from $1,000 out of balance to in balance. Now, admittedly, that is the exception rather than the rule, and I share that whenever I share that story. For most people, it will take more than 24 hours, admittedly. However, the techniques, the principles that are taught in the seminar provide the foundation for anyone to go from where they are to where they need to be.
And Dave, I want to distinguish the power of doing this God's way, because I think the journalist was wondering this. Do they lose 5 pounds and then next month come back and they put the weight back on and they go on another diet and another diet and another diet? Or does it permanently stick? Do you see people transformed, meaning they get help and never look back? They get on the path and stay there.
Perfect question. And the answer to the question, I believe, Chuck, is the guarantee that we make is that if a person will apply the principles that are outlined in God's Word, it works. It is a life-transforming, a life-changing experience, as long as they apply the principles, because His Word has transforming power. Now, if they try to do it in their own strength, and not necessarily a guarantee, but once they rely on him and apply his word is true.
Dave, we've had over 500,000 people become users of this simple pathway outlined in the Money Map, and we're doing everything we can to come along and support that with our Money Map coaches, with what we do here on the air. But just as important is to provide the live seminar. And I know there are a lot of seminars out there, and many people claim that they have what works. But, you know, we're using God's timeless principles in this seminar. What do you think, besides that, is the most distinguishing factor about the Money Map journey?
Well, once again, two things. I often say two things because it seems like it goes in pairs so often, which might be scriptural, as a matter of fact. But we teach through in His Word not only the why, but the how to. So people get a foundation. Not only do they understand the very basic practical things that they need to do, they get the foundation. So when the practical is interrupted, for whatever reason, there's a surprise expense, there's discouragement, there is some life event that tries to derail them, the underlying principles and the foundation for the why is still there. And that helps ground them, that helps them move forward.
Well, what you're saying, Dave, is when you have the proper motivation and the scriptural foundation, that even if you have setbacks and challenges, you stay motivated to complete this journey.
Correct. And that's what we hear from people who, in fact, report back to us after they have applied the principle.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest today is Dave Scobie. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion of the Crown Money Map Seminar. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to begin your journey to financial freedom? Let Crown co-founder Howard Dayton be your personal tour guide using the brand new Your Money Map video guide. It's based on the popular Crown Money Map, which is the practical, biblically based resource putting over 300,000 people on their journey. This new video guide was created to give you step-by-step guidance and encouragement. The 6-part video guide is perfect for individual or group study, and no facilitator training is required. Simply watch it while following along with Howard's book, Your Money Map, and you're ready to start. Take the next step towards true financial freedom by going online to crown.org or calling 1-800-722-1976 for the Your Money Map video guide. Again, that's 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me is Dave Scobie. Dave, when we left off, we were talking about the Money Map Seminar, the live experience, and how important it is to truly get into one of these seminars to experience how to apply God's Word and why we should apply God's Word. So they get the proper motivation and the proper techniques to truly experience financial freedom. But I know that we've spent time overhauling or doing a complete makeover of our seminar. Dave, what's different? What could our listeners expect if they attended a seminar?
Well, the seminar is more personalized. And what I mean by that is that we provide opportunities throughout the day for somebody to look internally, both from a principal standpoint and a very, very practical standpoint. We're going to give the attendee the opportunity to see exactly where they are, put it down on paper, give them tools to help them see what the next step needs to be. So when they walk out of the seminar at the end of the day, they will know what they very specifically need to do for them next.
So it's not just one size fits all?
Absolutely not one size fits all.
So people are going to actually use their own numbers and their own scenarios in order to apply the truth to their situation.
And they're going to be surprised at some of those numbers, because one thing that they will see during the course of the day is that some things that they thought were going on perhaps are not going on. And that information is going to be a huge tool for them to use as to how to go forward.
Dave, I think there's two things that would cause me, if I were on the other side of the microphone hearing this, that might cause me to say, I'm just not going to do it. One would be the fear of embarrassment, and number two, is it painful? You know, that might keep me from wanting to attend.
Well, there's no embarrassment because it is totally between them and the Lord. We don't ask anyone to share anything. Now, if husband and wife attend together, and of course we encourage that, they should be talking to each other. But nobody has to reveal anything unless they want to share. And second of all, well, we need to know. We need to know sometimes what we don't know, because that's the beginning of learning.
Sure. Now, you mentioned something very important. We recommend that husbands and wives attend together. But I'm going to get email, fill in my box, that says, well, great idea, but I can't get him to go with me. And it's mostly the stubborn, obstinate guy. How are we going to answer the ladies in the audience who are saying, I need some advice? What would attract my husband to actually come and participate?
Well, I would think that if either the husband or the wife doesn't want to go, then the other one that perhaps thinks it might be a good idea could pose a question like, if we could do something together that would eliminate the contentious discussions that we have over money, would bring us closer together, would reduce the stress in our lives, would that be something that you might find interesting? Most people would probably agree to that. So I think the way that we motivate the other is we show the other the benefit. If we do this together, there is a derived benefit. And it will help us in our marriage, it will help us in our future, and it will help us overall. Because it's just going to bring us closer together and reduce stress in our life.
Well, you're holding out the idea that there's a wonderful reward to make this investment of their time and to change their life as a couple. It will impact their marriage, won't it?
It most definitely will. I often get the feedback that says, you've given me a common language. Now, I got this feedback recently from a lady that walked up to me at the end of the seminar, as a matter of fact, and she said, I just want you to know that you have saved my husband's life. Mm. And I said, well, I've heard a lot of feedback before, but I've never heard that particular feedback. Tell me more. She said, I was going to kill him.
Oh, she didn't believe in divorce, but murder, yes. Okay, Dave, there's a couple of things that come to my mind of things not to do for the people who are wondering how to get my husband there. A man needs respect. So don't go in and tell him how bad he is, how foolish he's been, how lazy he may be. Don't criticize him. Don't condemn him. But encourage him. And you may even say, honey, I have a personal need for more security. And it would be a blessing to me if you'll just come and attend with me, because I think I'll be less stressed, as you're saying, Dave, if you'll just go with me. I'd like us to learn this together. To me, that's a more winsome way to get involved.
Right on. And one of the things that we teach in the seminar, Chuck, are the differences between men and women as to how they approach money. And we give techniques and tips on how they can use different approaches to minimize those differences so that they're functioning as a team rather than as two individuals.
Dave, are these seminars typically hosted by a church?
Typically, yes.
And if I'm interested in getting involved, two questions. First, how do I find one that I want to attend? I know we're hosting them all over the U.S., but tell me how I find one, how I get involved. And then my follow-up question is, what if I want to be the person that God uses to host one as an outreach to all the other people in my church that I know are really hurting right now?
Well, simply go to our website, crown.org, and click on Find an Event. Then you click on your state, and you will see whether or not there is one scheduled in your area in the near future. Then if you want to host one, go to the website and simply click on it and say, I want to host one, and follow the prompts and send us an email and we'll be in touch with you.
Well, I made an agreement with you, Dave, that I would go out and do a live seminar with you once we got the seminar revamped, and you can hold me to that. Where do you think we ought to host the first one?
The first one? Maybe Madison Square Garden. How about that?
How about this? Why don't we see what our listeners say when they invite us? If they're listening right now and they say, hey, I would like Chuck and Dave to come and host one of these revamped Money Map seminars in our church, what do you say we take them up on it?
I'll be there as quick as you are today.
Well, Dave, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Chuck. It's been a pleasure.
I appreciate what you do. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. Crown Financial Ministries is proud to introduce God Provides, a new film learning experience featuring Golden Globe nominee Dean Jones.
What if God told me to do something I did not understand?
Through epic storytelling, this series of six short films presents timeless illustrations of God's never-failing ability to provide for His people. See the hand of God at work in engaging biblical stories that remain true even today in making life decisions. With each film, you'll receive a companion guide with discussion questions and activities to use with your family or a group. God Provides is available now at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. To learn more about the films, visit crown.org/God Provides.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, in front of all of our listeners, you just went on the line that you're going to go and teach a seminar.
I can't wait, Dave. I did put it on the line because I love to do that. I love to get out with our listeners and truly want to help meet needs. So if you write me a personal request, explain the situation, give me some insight as to the real challenges that your church is facing, and I'll pray about it and I'll make a decision. And then Dave and I will go on the road and do one of these seminars together. I really look forward to it because it's the call of my life to help people where they are right now, Dave. And this crisis has made the pain great. I was just a guest speaker in a church recently, and after the service was over, I stood in front and fielded questions from the people who had just heard me teach. And I was amazed at all kinds of problems due to the recession. And God has called us to help people, and that's what we're here for. So if you put it on your heart to participate in a seminar, please sign up or to be a host for one. And I look forward to hearing from you.
Well, Chuck, tonight you have a special event that you're going to be attending in the Raleigh-Durham area, North Carolina.
Well, especially to those who are hearing this program right now, we are in Raleigh, North Carolina. We're making a public appearance tonight, hosted by Providence Baptist Church. The event starts at 7 o'clock, and it will end at 8:30. We're going to show two of our short films, Abraham and Isaac and The Widow and the Oil. It's an interactive event. It's intended for the entire family. And I will be there teaching. It's a huge joy for me to meet our listeners, to be able to share this message of hope right now, and to see what God will do. Every time we do this, the surveys are off the charts at how much people appreciate this event. It's pretty unique in that you not only see a story, but we actually allow you to talk about it. So I encourage you, make time in your schedule today, clear the decks, put the family in a van, and come on out and see us. I'd love to have you there.
Well, again, that's at Providence Baptist Church in Raleigh. And if you need directions, just go to our website, crown.org/register, and you'll find out all the information about that event tonight. Chuck, before we go, you know, Easter is right around the corner, and we have a very special tool that we want to let our listeners know about that they can get to help them share the message of the gospel at this time of the year.
Absolutely, Dave, and I want to very humbly yet boldly ask all of our faithful partners to consider giving right now. We need your help, and in appreciation for your generosity this month, we want to send you one of the films from the God Provides series. It's called Lift It Up. It will be a wonderful tool for you, your family, or members of your church to see the power of the gospel come alive this Easter. I hope you'll join us. We need your help.
Well, to receive your copy of Lift It Up and the companion study guide that goes along with that film, go to our website at crown.org and click the Donate Online button there on the left-hand column. Again, this is for a gift of any amount, and we are so appreciative for your partnership with us. Well, for Chuck and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life Weekend.